For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People are mourning the death of George H.W. Bush, who died on Friday at his home in Houston. He was a pilot in World War II, a diplomat, a family patriarch, and of course...
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a candidate for President of the United States.
He served one term and was rejected for a second, largely because of his economic policies. But KRLD reporter Alan Skaya says the 41st president had a lot of fans all around Texas, and they're signing a book of condolences.
People have signed the book from as far away as the Carolinas, New York, and Virginia. Most say they were already planning to visit Dallas, but decided to come to the library when they heard George H.W. Bush had died. The George W. Bush Library says it will deliver the books to the family after George H.W. Bush's funeral.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
At the G20 summit, Defense Secretary James Mattis says the U.S. is fed up with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
There is no doubt the relationship has worsened. He tried again to muck around in our elections this last month, and we are seeing a continued effort along those lines.
The White House says President Trump spoke briefly with Putin, but there was no formal transcript of their encounter. Alaska is reeling from aftershocks one day after a magnitude 7 earthquake. Inspectors are going from bridge to bridge and highway to highway to assess damage, but federal help is already on the way. The Federal Transportation Department is releasing $5 million in emergency relief funds to help with road and bridge repairs. The $5 million is seen as a down payment to help fund short-term repairs, while assessments for long-term repairs are made. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's G20 news conference is canceled. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires tweeted in part that out of respect for the Bush family and former President George H.W. Bush, he'll wait until after the funeral to have a press conference. At the summit, Trump said Bush was a very fine man.
I met him on numerous occasions. He was just a high-quality man who truly loved his family. One thing that came through loud and clear, he's very proud of his family, and he's a terrific guy. And he'll be missed, and he led a full life. And a very exemplary life, too, I will say.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke before a crowd of 3,000 people at the Miami gathering of the Israeli-American Council, pledging continued U.S. support for the Jewish state. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Pence declared the importance of American support for Israel.
Support for the Jewish state is not a partisan issue. It is an American issue.
He also said there would be no Middle East peace plan as long as Palestinians fire missiles into Israel.
The United States of America will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.